So I already looked at the wrong fucking camera.
No, it's so, that one.
You've been expecting this. You've been waiting for it. We are finally here. We have the V Mogurtov episode. It's been great. We finally got Thodel back, and
we're gonna get into some V Mogurtov shenanigans today.
All the shenanigans.
Say shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
All right, now we can start the episode. Welcome back, guys. We can just say your name at this point. Vicky's here.
I'm here.
Vicky's here, and Vicky actually has a little bit of Nerd Slice. It's one of these.
Yeah.
It's
Nerd Slice.
No, hey, listen. At the beginning of this episode, I told Evan exactly which one to look at, and then he's like,
What did I say after? I said, I will look at the wrong camera.
Yes, but why do you have to point at all of them?
Because this is my show.
Oh.
So V Mogurtov,
after 52 episodes he would get it right.
Right? You'd expect it after 52 episodes for it to be our show, not just his show.
Like, see? Now,
fuck me. That's why I left.
Now you got kidnapped by Shanna.
Yeah, maybe I did that on purpose.
I like your tan though.
Thank you.
Wow. Got a lot of sun in that closet.
How do you know I was in the closet? You know what? Let's not continue.
Yeah, let's just. So, Vicky actually has some Nerd Slice royalty because she was technically the very first Nerd Slice guest for her Star Wars. I know the name
really?
Of the movie. Rise of Skywalker. There we go. I know Star Wars names. Review. Oh my God, because wow. David and Anthony were interchangeable co-hosts. So you were technically the first guest.
And when was that? Like
three,
2019. That's 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And that was after the movie came out, which is around now.
Yeah. There we go. So yeah, the very first guest, and obviously a guest that we've been teasing for a long time because, you know, you have the title with Aesthetica of our, what was the title?
Something of questions.
Ambassadors?
I don't know. You make up the stupid titles.
Ambassadors of Questions of the Day, because they have always loved Questions of the Day. Haven't missed a single one. And then if they do, we allow them to answer next time. So either way. Yeah, so you excited?
Nervous, but excited, because I have no idea what the fuck we're doing.
If it makes you feel better, I don't think either of us know
what
we're doing.
So welcome back, everyone, to Thono's Game Show.
Oh.
Woo! So
it's gonna be one of those episodes.
So
it's okay.
We have stated a lot in this podcast that Evan, you and I have known each other for 22 years.
That's a while, yeah.
Yeah. Which I think the only other person that I can truly say that is rivaling me in friendship to you is, of course, Vicky.
Yeah, nowhere near 22.
No, but
we got
it's
10.
Not about we got 10. It's not about the years. It's not about the years. It's just about the friendship. So I'm pitting you guys against each other.
This is where our friendship ends.
Is this like us against you?
I don't know anything.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's the two of you against each other.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Yay.
So we're going to start with Star Wars trivia.
You're a little bitch.
Okay. Yay. Well, it's been a minute.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
All right, you get to choose who goes first.
Evan can go first.
That's fair.
That's fine.
Listen, I know Star Wars.
You see, like, I know Star Wars, but I'm put under pressure, I don't know.
Evan.
Thono.
What planet is Obi-Wan from? Obi-Wan Kenobi, just so I make sure that you are correct in this.
Tatooine.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No.
Is it Naboo?
It's a place called Stujon.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What's it called?
Stujon?
Stujon?
Stujon.
Mm-hmm. Stujon. There's so many cool Star Wars planet names, and they looked up Stujon?
Vicky, your first question is, the Star Wars story takes place a long time ago in a galaxy where?
Far away.
You!
Yeah, she's right!
Yes! 1-0, baby! Let's go!
Alright, are you ready for your next question?
Today's episode is sponsored by my next co-host, because Donald's gonna die. Yeah, I'm ready for my next question.
Okay.
I'm always ready.
What planet is Rey from?
You know what's funny?
Mm.
I saw this earlier, and I still... Jakku.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice. Okay, 1-1. To be fair, I will ask you where someone is from. What planet is Padme Amidala from?
Is she from Naboo?
Yes.
Let's go, baby.
That's 2-1. Okay. Evan, are you ready for your next question?
This is just geography. I was never good at normal geography. I thought, what was it that I said earlier? I went, I'm the nation of Oklahoma. You were
yes.
Oklahoma's a state.
Who said that?
I said the nation of Oklahoma.
It's okay.
I don't know cities or states. Yeah, I'm ready.
Cool. How long was Han Solo frozen for?
1 year.
That is correct.
You know why I know this?
Oh.
You'll find out later.
Okay.
I would have known that one. I forgot.
Oh, maybe. It's probably one of the questions that he had.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Man. Maybe this entire podcast is a lie.
All right. Vicky, are you ready for your next question?
No.
Okay.
But do it anyway.
Yep. Who killed Mace Windu?
Emperor Palpatine. Even though we don't think he's actually dead.
Here's Samuel Jackson.
So here's my thing. You said Mace Windu and I processed Darth Maul.
Okay, here's the thing.
Like my brain went to Darth Maul.
There's a problem here. You might be right. I might not know. Is Emperor Palpatine, what is his Sith name?
Chancellor.
Oh, you're right. Okay, cool.
Okay.
I didn't know his name was Darth Sidious.
Samuel L. Jackson said, you know, like, Jedis have done fallen from worse. You know, like, he could be alive. He wants
Fair
it
enough.
To be alive.
You know that he's 75 years old?
He just had a birthday.
I didn't
right?
know that. I thought he was a lot younger. Not like a lot younger, but I thought he was like in his 60s. Didn't know he was in his 70s. They should bring back Mace Windu. That would be a Disney Plus show I would watch. Mace Windu.
Surprise, motherfucker.
It's just, surprise.
Just him.
They just let Samuel Jackson curse with a purple lightsaber.
He's just walking up destroying fools.
He's the reason why
Every
there's a purple
episode,
lightsaber.
He has a Darth Vader moment where he just purple comes out of nowhere and they're just like, fuck! All right, Evan, are you ready for your next question?
No.
Right now it is 3-2.
Can I veto?
Nope.
Please?
Veto the question?
Who was Luke Skywalker's gunner during the Battle of Hoth?
Dude. Come on, obviously R2-D2. No, I know it. It was that guy. That guy.
Well, that guy's name was Dak Ralter, and so you are wrong.
His name is what?
Dak.
Dak?
Yeah.
Once again, cool Star Wars names.
He died.
Dak?
Rip.
Oh, never mind. Oh. Moment of silence for Dak.
All right. Vicky, your question is, in which movie did Yoda not appear? That's a good question.
1, 2, 3, 4. Episode 4. Episode 7.
Okay, no, that's fine. No, you only had to do. So this is another
Rogue One.
Here's the thing. What was the name of the fourth movie?
New Hope.
Okay, cool. You're right. I'm starting to realize that I'm not very good at these questions because I do not know if you're right or wrong.
Hit me with the next question, Thoman. That's going to be incredibly fair, not something like.
What species is native to Endor?
Oh, the boys. They're not Wookiees. They're Ewoks.
Yes.
I always confuse Wookiees. I always confuse
species.
Listen, George listen. Would disagree on that.
The Ewoks are the best.
They're the cutest things ever.
They're ankle biting gremlins.
Do you know the scariest, which she can attest, scariest moments in gaming for me were?
Battlefront 2.
Mm-hmm. They have a mode.
Ewoks
you
versus
play as Ewoks.
Stormtroopers.
Yeah, but it's at nighttime. And Toto, imagine being in the middle of the night, you're and then a horn blowing you. You're just like,
and they just beat you with sticks.
And they have sticks and just go. You should edit that. Just
okay. So the final on the Star Wars questions is 4-3. Evan, you did a good job.
Yeah,
see?
Oh, wait, that was it?
For Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I have any knowledge on anything.
I have
else.
Knowledge on so many things.
All right, Vicky, your next question.
Were we moving from Star Wars?
We're moving away from Star Wars to something else.
Okay.
And I'm going first.
I think I know what he might pick, maybe. Actually, no. I don't know.
How many graduates from the 104th trainee squad joined the Scouts?
Oh, this is Attack on Titan.
Oh, okay. So say that again.
How many graduates from the 104th trainee squad joined the Scouts?
I'm just going to say 11.
Oh, it's 19.
Fuck. I was way off. I was going to be like 56. Number 56. Aaron Yeager.
Evan, your first question of Attack on Titan.
I love Attack on
Titan. Is during the operation to reclaim Wall Maria, who was discovered inside the wall?
Reiner.
Yeah.
We got that moment where Levi, spoiler alert, Levi, no hesitation.
That's 4-4.
So this
cycle's over?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It should be a winner for each guy.
How many times did Grisha get married?
Twice.
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to say three.
It's twice.
Where's the third?
I don't know. Somewhere in there. Secret backstory.
Are you ready for your next question?
Not really.
Okay. What is the name of Levi's mother?
You're really hitting me with what's my mother's name?
Yep.
Levi's mother. So mm-hmm. Levi is Levi Ackerman.
Yes.
Right? I'm going to say Greta.
No.
What is it?
Damn.
Kuchel.
Kuchel?
Kuchel.
That's his mom's name?
Yeah, Kuchel Ackerman.
Kuchel Ackerman?
Who did Erwin Smith name as the next commander of the scout regiment?
Who did Erwin Smith say?
Yes, who did he name as the next commander of the scout regiment?
Hanji.
Yes.
Hmm?
R.I.P. That is, I believe, 6-4?
Seems a wolf. Sasage wolf.
Evan, are you ready for your next question?
What do you mean? You're doing great.
Sure, Donald.
Who killed Grisha?
Eren Jaeger.
Is that your final answer?
Well, you gotta say his name.
Eren Jaeger.
You are correct. Okay. It was Eren.
I had to I'm gonna be honest with you. My Attack on Titan knowledge, I forget so many things that I'm just like, is it?
My favorite part of this entire thing is that I know none of these answers. I'm learning everything here.
By the way, guys, today's episode, real quick before we get on to it, today's episode is sponsored by Dave Filoni.
Dave Filoni!
Do you know why he is the sponsor of today's episode?
Because Star Wars. And
what about it?
I like Star Wars.
He got named the new creative director for Star Wars.
Oh yes, my god, finally. Mm-hmm. About time. Man's been holding it on his back for years.
He and Kathleen Kennedy have to at this point.
She's still there?
Yes, she's still there.
That's exciting.
But the two of them have both the same amount of say on all things Star Wars from now on.
Good. Now it's all going to be great.
How is that news that I know instead of the two of you?
Because you like creatives.
I've been hiding in a hole. In a very deep hole.
We're glad you're back.
I fell down the rabbit hole.
Wait, ready? Donald. Head pets.
Okay. Who led the coup d'etat?
Who is this for?
It's for me. Okay.
Who led the coup d'etat against the nobles' authority? Third season.
Can I steal?
No.
Okay. How dare you?
I think I know this one.
It's the third season.
Third season?
I believe it is the third season.
Okay. Armin.
No.
Fuck.
Can I steal? Can I say it?
No.
Can I say it?
You can say it, but it's not a point for you.
Was it Krista?
No.
Oh, never mind.
It's Dutz Pixis.
Dutz Pixis.
All right.
It's like last episode when I tried to say Merry Christmas in French.
Oh, yes.
Jove Noël.
All right, Evan.
Number 12. Yeah, what's up, man?
Your last Attack on Titan.
I know
question.
So much about Attack on Titan. It's like my 35th favorite anime.
I'm pretty sure I'm just going to get screwed over.
I don't know.
What is the name of Eren Jaeger's mama?
It's very important to his backstory.
Come on.
Fuck.
It's okay. I don't know it either.
Jennifer.
Out of all the names.
Answer? Yes.
No. It's Carla.
It was Carla. I was originally going to say like Christy. Like something with like... Christy.
All right. So the score is 6-5. You have one more Attack on Titan question. What is the name of the island Eren and the scout regiment live on?
Okay, so they're called the Island Devils, and there's...
What's the name of the island?
I see the
Come on.
The
I see
Biggie,
it.
This is the easiest question.
I'm telling
question.
You, it's
I
turning.
The easiest
no,
question.
It's not. The easy
I
question
the
would be who's the main character.
Fall
That's fair.
Music of it all.
What is the name of the main island that they live on?
Yeah, the main island.
Yes.
Yeah.
That they live on. What is its name?
If she doesn't get it, can I say it?
No, you can say
you
it.
You can say it, but it doesn't count. I don't remember it.
Well, I'll let her do her guess first.
I don't have one.
Just guess.
Just take a guess.
I don't know anything.
Just guess anything. Anything that you can kind of remember.
I feel like something with an M or something. No, I don't know. No, okay. There's no she way. There's close. No words.
Vicky, it's Margaritaville.
Oh.
Come on. Marie?
No.
Wasn't
you
it?
Like, it's Paradise.
No, it's what? Not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
A parody.
No, it's
parody,
not.
I guess.
I forgot how dumb it was.
It's parody.
Parody.
Parody Island. Whatever.
Okay.
Parody. Parrot. Parrots.
Two of our four
I'm
sections.
I'm still the mean sucker.
Two of our four questions. We're going into our third category.
You know what? Wait.
What else is
Let's
there?
Turn the tables on
what
him.
Is
hey,
there?
Donald.
Mm. What's the character
what
with
is,
the scarf?
How many titans? How many titan powers does Aaron have?
Mikasa.
There we go. Can you see he knows something?
What is... How many titans does Aaron absorb by the end of the show? Spoiler alert, by the way.
It's two. Is it one? Three? All of them.
Right?
Yes.
It's three.
The technical
Wouldn't
answer is
all
of
them,
but it's three.
Sophie,
yes.
Our resident Attack on Titan expert, says it's three.
All right. I believe her.
Okay.
What's the next one?
Can you guys guess the next...
Wait, so are we tight?
What else do we know about?
No, you're up by one.
The both of us know about.
Attack on Titan?
No.
Oh, like in general?
The next category. What would it be? No, Naruto?
Is that what he's... I don't know what he's picking.
What is it?
Marvel?
Oh, we have to guess?
No. Yeah, guess what the next one is.
I say either Naruto or Marvel.
I'm gonna say, Naruto or like...
Marvel.
Yeah. Maybe. Wait.
It is Naruto.
Disney?
Oh,
Disney?
Yeah, Disney.
It is Naruto.
Okay.
Naruto?
Wait,
Naruto-chan! You know, I've been teaching my niece. Like she sees like my like full sage Naruto like figurine
like
thing. Yeah, no, like in my purse, you know, a little keychain. And she's like, "Is that Ash?" I'm like, "No, Ellie, no. That's Naruto."
Naruto.
And she's like, "Naruto, it's the cutest
Naruto.
Thing." And then I ask her
Naruto.
To do the sign, and I go Shadow Clone Jutsu, and she's like Shadow Clone Jutsu. I'm like, yes,
see, but you know why that works. But you know why that's cute? Because nowadays anime is accepted. Unlike what you, sorry, you got
want,
into anime
you
when
wanna,
it was cool.
Do you want a soapbox?
I did.
What? Do I want a soapbox? We get punched in the face.
All right, you were the last one, Vicky.
So
this one
is Evan's turn.
This one is now Evan's.
I gotta get them.
Are you ready,
Evan?
This is our childhood.
We. No,
when
not
was
gonna
the last
say
time
that.
You watched
nope,
Naruto.
Not gonna say that on air. Nope,
hey.
Not gonna say that on air. The last time I watched Naruto, like.
Yeah.
2 years ago?
Yeah, I watched it like 2 years ago.
I rewatched it like 2 years ago.
And I only
the introduction
it the
arc
time.
Is made up of how many episodes, Evan?
What happened?
The introduction arc is made up of how many episodes?
Absolutely not.
See, I don't know if the introduction arc is considering the Zabuza stuff. I'm going to say it doesn't. I'm going to say 9.
You are wrong.
How much is it?
It is 5.
Man, I wouldn't guess that either.
I up that one because I was thinking.
Six to 5.
There's no way.
It is your turn.
Okay. Let's hear it. I guess.
Now, this is old and new. Evan watched Naruto since we were like 11.
I watched it 2 years
ago.
You watched
it 2 years
ago. For the first time.
All right.
One time.
Let's see who knows it better.
One?
Who?
One?
One?
Whom did Kakashi get his eye from?
Obito!
Spoilers, by the way.
That's my dog!
7 to 5!
Let's go!
This is gonna be the part where I walk away now.
Evan!
Yeah, Thonel?
What is the jutsu Naruto's most proficient in?
Shadow Clone Jutsu.
Nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's an argument to be made for Rasengan.
For Rasengan. Yeah. I thought I was gonna get you with the Rasengan one.
But I'm gonna say, we're going, you know, from everything. Shadow Clone Jutsu. Shadow Clone Jutsu.
Alright. 7 to 6.
I gotta keep the lead.
How many times did Naruto fail the graduation test for the academy?
Oh my
god. Not the Chunin exam, but the academy.
So this is where he failed doing the Shadow Clone from the beginning, for like the first time.
Yes.
Right, okay.
In the academy.
I don't fucking know.
Just
this
give
is
me
the
a
first
number.
Episode. Was so much
just
happened.
Give me a
after. Let's go with all 3.
Yes.
Yo,
let's go.
Yo, I was gonna say 5.
It is 3. He failed.
That was like his age. He was like 13.
He failed the test 3 times. All right, Evan. It is now 8 to 6.
What?
Are you ready, Evan?
Can I channel the Naruto gods?
Sure.
Real quick.
Spirit bomb. Does he do this all the time?
unfortunately. Usually it's scatting. Now he's just been doing noises.
No, should I?
It's been a while since it's the new year.
Nope. Should I?
It's not the new year yet. All right. What does Naruto wear before he becomes a genin?
Goggles.
Yes. 8 to 7.
He wears goggles.
Yeah,
he used to wear goggles, but Kishimoto thought it was too difficult to draw every time, so he then replaced it with a headband, and he was like, "That's just what I'm gonna."
I don't remember him wearing goggles at all.
All right,
I'll show you.
What?
He had
absolutely not.
How many answers did Naruto answer correctly in the first phase of the Chunin exam?
How many answers did he answer correctly? He answered none of them right. That is correct. Let's go. Yeah.
9 to 7.
Number 7.
Evan, are you ready?
Lucky I am ready. Dono Companiani. Companion of the Nerd Slice podcast.
Evan, are you ready for the next question?
Of course.
This is still Naruto, right?
Who held Naruto hostage when he was born?
So now here's where we gotta go. Here's where we gotta go. Logic. Yes. Right? Because the argument is
I need an answer.
Is Obito.
Okay.
Right? So I'm just going to go with my gut and say Obito.
You were incorrect. It's Madara. See, that's why I was like, it is Madara.
Really?
Yes.
I was going to say
that's what it says here.
Show me the thing.
Is it Toby?
It says Madara held Naruto hostage because he wanted the Ninetales.
But it was also it said, it was Obito who has been posing as Madara.
It says Madara here, because, so I am saying Madara.
Because I
remember
he also appeared to Sasuke going, "I am Madara Uchiha."
I know because he has that moment with
I demand a
Naruto's
redo question.
Dad where his hand goes through, but then Naruto's dad fucking destroys him.
I demand a redo question because that's not fair.
That's fair.
Maybe it was a trick question for a reason. No. And you fell for it.
But it's like, it's not Madara. It's Obito pretending. That's like me being like,
sucker.
I'm trying to figure out. That's like Kingdom Hearts being like, who's Ansem? All of them. They're all fucking Ansem. I just cursed
again. Who's Sora?
Everyone. And no one at the same time.
What is Naruto's catchphrase? That's your
believe
makeup
it.
Question.
Or that's in the original.
No,
then
it's
after
not, it's
it's that is my
it's
ninja
believe
way.
It, dude.
That's my ninja. That's my ninja. Don't tag me. I'm gonna put my mic cable up here because I feel like
okay.
It.
Last question for this side.
Yeah, we've been doing good on the Naruto ones. Look at you.
So Marvel.
It only took you like 27 years to watch anime.
How old was Itachi when he graduated from the academy and became a genin?
Oh, I know this one.
12.
Can I see? 9.
14.
14?
No, he was 7.
7?
When he became a genin.
Oh.
He was 13 when he became the leader of the Anbu Dragons. So the final score is 9 to 8.
What's the name of Kakashi's dog?
Doing trash.
Oh, no. What's the name of Kakashi's dog?
Hakun. It's Wanda.
Okay.
It's a male Wanda.
Male Wanda? What's your beef with Vicky's dog, by the way?
Which one?
Donald talks a lot of shit about Wanda
I don't talk
on the podcast.
A lot of shit about
he just
Wanda.
Says that she's ugly.
She
she's
not. She is.
She's a model.
She has a face that only a mother
now,
can
now
love.
My thing
that's
is,
a lie.
Is having them argue.
Okay. Now, I started with Star Wars, which is arguably your best category.
What's your best category? Isn't Naruto his best
done?
Category?
No. No, Naruto, I feel, would have been even because you've watched Naruto. I feel like this next category gives Evan the advantage.
Say
Evan,
it.
What is the
say
next
it.
Category?
Is it Kingdom Hearts?
No.
Is it Greek mythology?
No.
Full Metal, D&D? Critical
We're going to keep on
Full
until
Metal
he
Alchemist?
Gets it right. No, continue.
Marvel, DC.
Nope. She would also be good at that. What would she not be good at?
Greek mythology.
No.
Batman.
Nope. I'm gonna keep on. I'm gonna make him keep
podcast.
That's fair, but no.
It
is an anime.
Oh, it's an anime. Full Metal.
No,
I watched Full Metal.
Dragon Ball. No, she likes
no.
Dragon Ball. One Piece.
Yes,
there it is.
So you have to answer One Piece questions.
Okay. The only thing I know is that Ace dies.
Spoilers.
Who the fuck is Ace?
That's the only one I know. So just ask me that kind of questions.
Okay.
Who's the main character? Luffy.
No, it's actually Luffy.
Luffy.
How do you say his name?
Luffy. Is that really how you say his
name?
No,
it's Luffy. Oh.
All right, Evan. Your first question.
Yeah.
How many times did Zoro lose to Kuina?
To who?
47.
2001 time.
I was way off.
Who's that?
It's like his rival when he was a childhood.
Queen.
It was like his Naruto Sasuke. Like they were rivals.
And then, so they're lovers?
So
sure.
So the sure. score is 9-8.
9-8. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is when you're trying to take the lead, Evan. You need to get some right.
I got this.
All right. Vicky, your question is, what arc did Enel first show up?
Skypiea.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
What is this bullshit?
You know, but other people say Eneru instead of Enel, but I don't know.
She's right about that too.
You texted her beforehand.
No,
this is rigged.
I'm going through questions now.
This is so rigged. You put that note back on the screen. You put that note back on the screen.
Okay.
Vicky is winning.
Oh yeah. Cool.
This is. I was gonna pick another one, but
winning with my mic too. How's it feel? How's it feel? Come on this podcast, this much anticipated podcast.
You only need to the answer to this.
Just give me the fucking question.
Okay.
Just give me the question.
What is Marco's bounty?
Is it his current bounty?
Yes. Maybe.
I'm gonna say 5 billion, Barry.
That would be more than anyone in One Piece period.
No.
Yes.
Isn't Luffy's like 10?
No.
Oh, really?
Luffy is 3 billion, bro.
What is this Twilight Zone?
Isn't he tied with like Law and Kid?
Maybe, but I think he's the most now. So Marco's bounty is 1.3 billion.
No, I'm sorry. I need a second.
What's wrong?
I don't know. My brain is just okay. Real confused okay. Right now. Vicky secretly watched all of One Piece despite me and be prepared for this podcast. By the way, guys, actually, do you want to ask the question of the day?
We'll do it later.
Later?
Okay. Later.
We come
later,
up with later, our later, song later, and later. Everything.
All right. What is Doflamingo's origin? What is he? What race is he?
Oh. Celestial Dragon.
Correct.
Right. Yes, he is. With his brother. Yeah.
That's 11 and 8.
Psychopath. Where are you going? Where are you going?
There's... I need to know if you... Do you have an AirPod in your ear? Like what is...
Okay. Yeah, it's right here on the other side.
What is the only race you can find in Total Land? To give you a little bit of like reprieve.
I'm gonna be Total honest
Land
with you.
Total Land is Big Mom's.
No, I got
island.
It. I. Sorry, my brain is real. Fishman.
No. Giants.
Oh yeah.
Remember, because they don't like her anymore.
You didn't know that. She's
sorry,
a giant.
Continue. Yeah, I know.
She destroyed the whole village.
What do you mean?
She destroyed Is she not?
After this podcast is over.
Say it now. What's wrong?
I need to know how this happened. I need to know the secrets. I need to know whether you're being fed in. She has a phone pointed at me. I don't know if that has any bearing on anything. Bono's texting. Like, I don't know what's happening anymore. I am going insane. I was crazy once. They locked me up in a room. A rubber room. A room full of rats.
Okay. Are you ready for your next question, Vicky?
No.
Okay. Who is the son of Kozuki Oden?
Momonosuke!
You are correct.
Let's go!
For bonus points, what is Momonosuke's devil fruit power?
Oh, he had, technically it's the smile fruit power, and he got that because Kaido's blood and the whole shebang that they found in the, what is it called? What's the island arc?
Punk Hazard, I
Punk
believe.
Punk Hazard arc,
that's
yes,
correct.
That
that's
he
correct.
Found there because
yes, yes,
he
yes.
was so hungry. Boy,
that's 12-8.
But the pink? I like the pink. Mm-hmm. I like the pink.
By the way, super spoilers for One Piece. Evan, are you ready?
I
would like this to. This is supposed to be like.
I would like to forfeit this round.
No, why? This is supposed to be like to your round.
You're
round.
Supposed to know One Piece.
I would like to forfeit
this
round.
We have an entire law.
I would like to forfeit this round, why? Please. Sure, Donald, ask the question.
Okay. Evan, what is the name of the doctor that originally taught Chopper?
Sasuke Uchiha.
May he rest in peace.
No, come on.
Sasuke Uchiha.
No, come on.
I don't remember. I know Kurohei, but that's not her name. That's
you don't remember Dr. Hiryuk's name?
No.
Evan. What the fuck?
I don't know.
May he rest in peace.
Spoilers.
All right.
Vicky, I have a One Piece question for you.
What?
No.
No, ask the question. Ask the question. Ask the question.
No, it's okay.
Ask the question.
No, it's a spoiler either way.
Just ask the question. We've spoiled everything at this point.
What is Monkey D. Luffy's devil fruit called?
Well, we originally thought it was the gum gum fruit, but it's not. And apparently it's like the Sun Lord, and it's the human fruit, but it's also like the sun god Nika. Yes, the sun god Nika, yeah. So it's apparently, you know, we just found that out not too long ago. Right? No? Maybe? We don't need to do this right now.
Who are you talking to?
That's okay. We're doing this.
Who? Nothing. I was just going to randomly call up Anthony Aguayo and see what he's up to.
Anthony is at work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a very
hard
working
boy. Okay,
how
about
this?
No, it's okay. Ask the questions
I'll just
well,
keep
he
going.
He literally just asked the question and
yeah,
I got it
and
right.
She got it right, so it's okay. It's fine. I forfeit this this trivia. Wow.
But this is supposed to be your best.
That's supposed to be your
You're
thing,
right.
dude.
And I failed. I am a failure. Just like how Naruto failed his exams.
Damn. Just like that.
Just like that.
What happened?
Nothing.
So
is that the last round?
Vicky, I have a few questions for you now.
Okay. Personal?
You know, now that we've been talking about One Piece, I just have to ask, what's your favorite arc?
Well, I'm actually stuck between two.
Okay,
like
which
I
ones?
So, Marineford.
Okay, that's... Okay, fair. Marineford,
and then Wano.
Okay.
I was just really, like, about Wano.
Right?
Like, the whole Akazai 9, mm-hmm. and then Kaido being a bitch.
Of course. What was your favorite
revelation?
Part of Wano?
I think it has to be like Odin's backstory.
I
was just excited the entire time and I kind of wanted just like, and then you see like Goldie Rogers, like, so I was just like, this is awesome. Like, I want to keep watching.
Okay.
Like, it was, but then like Marine Ford, you know, all about Ace and Whitebeard. And then at the end when, I'm sorry, spoilers, but you know, Blackbeard stealing his power. Mm. The entire time I was like, what the fuck? How the fuck? Until we just realized how he did it.
So I have I got three things going on right
yes.
now. Okay. Here's the first one.
Yes.
Either for a year now, for a year and a fucking half before this podcast was planned, you told me you to watch One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
Second,
okay, wrong.
There's an AirPod on that other ear.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely an AirPod on that other ear. And she is currently talking to Anthony Aguayo.
Mm-hmm.
Or third, I don't know, the gods.
So which one do you think is the most likely?
Show me Anthony.
Okay. Is Anthony working right now?
Okay.
So we're another sponsor for today is Oda.
Thank you for creating
a masterpiece.
Oh, that's today's second sponsor?
No, that's going to be our second sponsor because thank you for the masterpiece that I fell into that rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Okay. Yes,
he's
that's
not
it.
Answering.
It's because he's at work.
Oh, hey. Hey, I need you to ask a question, a One Piece question to Vicky to just prove something to Evan.
Hi, you're on the podcast.
Hello.
Everyone, it is Anthony. Yes, a
Apparently,
One Piece question.
You may have a question.
Do I have a question?
Yeah, just ask any One Piece question because right now we are doing a trivia and Evan thinks...
Miserably failed, by
Evan,
the way.
Evan failed.
Oh yeah, I failed miserably.
Evan did not answer a single One Piece question correctly and Vicky answered every single one of them. So I need you to ask Vicky a question so that Evan knows that you're not feeding answers to Vicky.
Father figure.
Who is Law's father figure?
Corazon. That's your favorite character.
That is my favorite character.
May he rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Thank you. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you. You know, I saw this, like, sick figurine.
Goodbye.
I saw this sick figurine of, like, Doflamingo.
Yes.
Puppeting. Corazon, mm-hmm. who was also trying to hold Law.
Oh.
And I was like, bro, sick.
That's a sick one.
It was a sick one.
Evan, you good over there?
Are you questioning your existence?
What are the seven stages of loss?
Loss?
The seven stages of grief?
Yeah, that.
I think, isn't there only five?
No, there's, I believe there's, no, I think it's five.
Did you watch One Piece?
Huh?
Did you watch One Piece?
I am currently, yes.
Like,
I am.
In all honesty?
I am.
Swear on your dogs.
On episode, what is it, 1,000?
Swear on your dogs.
I swear on my dogs that I am completely caught up to One Piece.
I give up on this podcast. You're not.
Yeah, absolutely. I can tell you exactly what happened in the last episode and everything. And we got the next episode coming out tomorrow, which I'm prepared for.
So,
how?
Evan,
I have questions.
Evan, since episode like 20, you've been like, let's get Vicky on the podcast. And I'm like, nope, we gotta wait. Now you know why we had to wait.
You watched One Piece?
The entirety. And it, you want to know when I started?
Sure.
I started July 3rd of 2022. So this secret has been around for a year and 5 months. And that's why I've been so nervous.
We have been patiently waiting, dude. You almost caught it so many times.
How? When?
So
now I can like wear my
least,
merch.
There's at least
I'm
three.
So
you actually watched the big like, three.
Like, I'm so excited to wear my shit now.
The amount of times that we were hanging out at my house and Anthony would be scrolling through TikToks and be like, oh my God, let me go to one that Vicky sent me. And it was just One Piece. And all of us went,
but I thought it was good. Like, Vicky likes sending us stuff about things we like.
So I do.
I just thought
she
it
does.
Was just that.
But it's because she was watching One Piece.
Hey, yo, who's your favorite character? I have questions now.
There's the difference between favorite character and favorite Straw Hat.
Who's your favorite Straw Hat?
Zoro, 100%.
Okay, respectful.
Since
who's
the beginning.
Who's your favorite character? This doesn't feel real. I feel like I need to call George and be like, have you seen her watch One Piece?
So, okay,
because the other day, when we were at her house, George is like, yeah, like, I started watching One Piece, and I went, as a joke, I went, yeah, that's cool, you can, like, get Vicky to watch it now. And he's like, yeah, so, like, does he know that you watch, like...
Oh, he knows entirely since day one when I started watching. We saw the live action together, which...
So you've seen the live action?
I saw the live action. I saw One Piece and George would be walking by.
So
and
question,
why did George
question.
Did not want to watch One Piece question. And then George is like... Oh! 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 So for a year and 5 months, I knew this day was going to come. So I was like, you know what? It kind of sucks that Evan is not going to see my initial reactions to a lot of things. I snapped my entire reaction of One Piece in every big scenario so you can see my initial reaction. And I have them hidden. And I'm so excited
can
for you
this
to see
after
every
podcast?
Single video.
Oh my God!
Dinner's going to be so fun.
You're good.
I have
you're
like
good.
50 Snapchats.
You, so
like
now,
I have
that,
so
now that
much.
You watch One Piece, can you tell her to hurry up so that way she
yes.
can...
Please, do you know George is in on the train to Ennis Lobby right now, and I'm so excited.
She finished that. Yeah,
I'm so excited for him to see the whole
she's on
Robin monologue.
Right
I'm so excited, but right now he just met Sniper King,
oh
who is the best
God.
Character in that
this
arc.
Is so amazing.
No, she doesn't know Sniper King.
This is so weird. This feels like Twilight Zone level.
I've been waiting so much.
This is the equivalency of like right. This is the equivalency of when you call me and you're like, "Hey, yo, George proposed." Like I feel so. This is weird. Yep. This doesn't feel real. Hey, Otoro, you got any more secrets?
And mind you, everyone knew about it.
So like Gabby,
everyone knew about it. They all knew about my progress. They all knew everything.
That's wild.
Even Fernie kept it a secret for a year.
Fernie,
5 months.
Third sponsor is Fernie because my man can't keep a secret. So the fact that
he
did.
He knew this was serious. This was a serious
wow.
secret.
Wow. Hey. Good on you guys. That was a good bamboozle.
So
I'm gonna be honest with you. I went through it and I was like, at first I thought Sophie was putting it on the screen. I was like, no, but I would have seen her type. And I was like, the AirPod, but then I was like, the only one that she could be doing is her or Anthony. Mm-hmm. But when you were like, yeah, Anthony's at work, I was like, yeah, but Anthony's not. But then you FaceTimed, he was so confused, and yeah. I'm like, oh,
so she texted me on Tuesday going, I'm ready.
Mind you, I had already finished it like the week before, but I was like, I was scared to text you because I feel like you were around him.
Who did you say your favorite character was?
Yeah, that was a tricky one, but I think it's going to have to be like Ace. Like, I'm going to name my son after him.
You're going to name your son after
him? Well, it's going to be his middle name.
Is this why you said you couldn't tell me the names you had planned?
Yeah.
Stop!
I'm telling you, it's been cooking. It's been cooking. And it's cooked.
You guys did good. For months, for years.
So
I've always said, like,
this.
You know, I need like Vicky and Toto.
He's
like,
always
really,
been saying
really
it.
Find, like,
you know,
one best friend, another best friend. I need you guys to. You guys did it. Not expected. Not. You guys really bonded together for this one.
But One Piece, I have to hand it. Like, it's fucking amazing.
So now you understand why it's peak.
It's
okay. Cool.
It's fun, and I'm so happy that it's still going. But now I hate that I'm caught up.
Oh my
and
God,
I
feel like yeah.
Yes.
But now you can read it if you want to.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know the merch that I have.
Oh, that's right.
You don't
you
know
the amount of times
that
she has taken us
to
rooms. And be like, don't tell Evan.
Why? Because of the merch?
The game room, I have a whole bookshelf of the One Piece manga.
No, you
with
don't.
With a shit ton of Funko Pops.
No, you don't.
And this
don't.
Sexy ass figurine that I bought for Black Friday. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Now you can finally see
it. I feel like
wow.
I totally
forgot about that
yeah.
too. There's
so
much.
I'm gonna come over soon, and we're all just gonna have a One Piece.
And you can just admire it because
thing.
It's
oh my
so
God,
much.
We can play the openings with you now.
Wow,
this is... I kind of don't even want to do my segment anymore. I feel like there's so many emotions right now.
So I didn't want to like just come out with it. I was like, you know, I'm just gonna make up some shit. This trivia is stupid. I was like, I need to at least have enough questions that the One Piece reveal. And you know, it was so worth watching you process
this
fucking hell.
This truly is. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I was like, maybe she did watch it. I was like, no, there's no way. She has such specific information that it feels like it's being fed to her. It feels like it's being fed to her. But then I was like, no, I can't rule out any possibility anymore.
And then when you asked me the question,
yeah,
I was like,
yeah, this. And she's like, yeah. I was like,
when
oh
you said the NL thing, I went, oh, this is gonna be good.
Yeah,
she's I was like that's
well,
not her
like,
level.
Well, some people call it Eneru, and I was just like,
that was just a level like, of petty I needed, but it's what I wanted.
So. Good on you guys. I truly have like.
By the way, Vicky fucking killed you in trivia.
No, she did.
Good. It's 13-8.
Yeah, good job. Which.
But I will be fair. That threw you.
No, it threw
completely.
Me. It threw me.
Because the questions I asked you are not hard questions.
They're not. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm really in. I've said this before. In anime,
yes.
Like I have a really hard time with names.
Yes.
Like there's very like. Like, when you said the doctor, I'm like, I know which doctor. I just...
Yeah.
I can't.
But the thing is like, if I remember... My Geiger is that if I remember Dr. Hideyuk...
Yeah.
Then I figured you would. Also,
also
I figured you'd
numbers.
Hit-
I'm not good. That's why when you're like, how many times did he lose? I'm like, I don't know. I know he lost a lot.
Yeah, I know. It was like...
And then with Marcos Bounty, I was like, I know it's a high bounty.
No,
I was
no,
like,
no. The
I
Marcos
don't...
one was a dick move.
Yeah, that was
that was a dick move.
Yeah,
it was like 1,378,500...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Just
378,500,000. It was crazy.
Hey, yo, we're gonna carpool to dinner after this. I'm gonna play all the One Piece music now.
That's totally
that's
fun
amazing.
By me.
So I'm gonna just do
but
my segment.
You can do your segment. Listen, I'm good for the day.
I think I'm pretty good
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
this
cool.
is
you
all
know?
I wanted for this
so,
episode.
You know, for the longest time. So first
congrats
off,
congrats on catching up.
Yeah,
oh,
congrats.
I did,
let's clap.
I did.
1 year
and 5 months.
That's crazy. A year and 5 months to hold this. That's insane.
It was honestly
that's
iconic.
Insane.
It was
so where would you rank it
iconic.
In your animes right now?
You see, like, I can't say that I think One Piece is, like, my favorite, like, adventure anime.
Mm-hmm,
but Naruto right. still, like, holds a special
but
piece
in
my heart.
Is One Piece, like, in your top 30?
1,000%.
Okay, cool.
It should
yeah,
be
yeah.
in everyone's top right, three.
Cool.
Like, if it's not, you're wrong.
You hear
absolutely.
That? You hear that?
Absolutely.
Watch it.
It's not going to be in Sophie's top three.
I know.
So it should be.
No, it's going to be Attack on Titan, Naruto. And then when you watch Monster, it's going to be Monster.
Damn.
So
feels
I'm going to...
Or
Full Metal. Or
Full
yeah.
Metal.
So I'm gonna
One Piece is gonna be right out because you're not gonna like Luffy.
I'm gonna do something a little different.
How?
Right?
I learned to love
because
him.
Donald.
Sophie doesn't like characters that on the
surface
up
level.
Front are dumb.
Yeah.
Well, that's why George doesn't like him now.
Yeah.
But I'm like, don't worry, you're not there
better.
Yet.
Sophie
okay.
doesn't like characters if she can say, "That's so stupid. He could have just done something else."
George is the same. But I'm like, it's okay. You're not there yet.
Them three
it's
of
okay.
us are just like, adventure. So I'm going to do something a little bit different, right? Which is, you know, obviously kind of in the same vein, right? Mm-hmm. Which is obviously you guys are known for a lot of things. We're all nerds. We're all friends, right? But in our friend group, you know, there is a Star Wars connoisseur, mm-hmm. right? Vicky obviously is a Star Wars fanatic out of all of us. And then there's a thing that Donal does... with some other people that he's been doing for years now, which is Dungeons and Dragons, right? A little D&D. So I thought we would swap that and do a little segment I like to call A Day in Your Shoes, which is I'm going to give each of you the opposite trivia.
Oh, my God.
And you guys are going to have
not
to
get
figure
a single
it out.
One right.
I don't know shit about Star Wars. That's a lie. At least you've seen the movies.
So.
You know the whole the Dave Filoni
yes.
shit.
We're going to start with you because okay. I'm a little upset with you right
Binks.
Now. You know, that is a question later.
Yeah!
That's not the right answer.
No,
right?
I know. What's
so,
the question?
We're going to start off mm-hmm. with what I think is an easy one.
Oh, great. Right?
And you might know this one based off the Star Wars trivia you looked up. So,
Naboo.
What is Luke Skywalker's home planet called?
Shit.
Luke Skywalker's home planet.
Don't know.
No.
I'll give you a big hint. I said it earlier, thinking it was that one.
You did.
You want me to give you a bigger hint?
Yeah.
Like the biggest hint?
Exactly.
What's on your wrist?
Be...
A
sun?
No, what is that called? That is called a
sunrise.
What is the thing on your wrist called?
I don't understand.
Tatooine.
There you go.
Thank you.
Tatooine.
Yes.
That's some bullshit. I better get those hints too.
So Vicky.
No.
I'll give you a hint.
I better get those hints.
The hints are going to be me answering the question for you.
In D&D.
Oh, God.
What is the main dice that is used?
The D20.
Yes.
Let's go!
I'm gonna be honest with you. I was like, you played like three titles. I was like, I'm pretty sure she would get that one. I like,
that's,
right.
That was a good question.
So, you know, just a little softball for you
guys.
A little toss. Another one that I think might be respected.
I didn't get Tatooine, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
if it's in video games, it's not happening, by
this
the way.
One I think is interesting for you because you're awful with names and titles.
Oh, God.
So, in which movie does Rey first appear in?
I want you to know my brain said A Star Is Born.
Look at me. I'm not going to allow the number either. You have to say the title.
Oh, come on.
The Force Awakens.
That is correct. Okay. Okay.
Better get something easy.
Vicky, name me at least one class in D&D.
Oh. Warlock.
Okay.
Perfect.
Let's go.
That'll work.
Okay.
That'll work.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. I thought you were going to say sorceress because that's what you play.
I thought you were going to play.
I forgot.
I thought you were going to say monk.
Monk.
All right. Hey, look at
Monk.
Is
D&D Luffy.
So, spoilers, I guess, for a movie that came out like 30 years ago?
I don't know which movie you're talking about.
How old was Yoda when he died? Do you know this?
I do.
Okay.
I think I do. Pretty sure I do. Like 80%?
I don't know why my brain says 127.
All right, Vicky?
Oh, 900.
Exactly. Oh. 900
yeah.
on Fuck. The dot. Mm. 900.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that's not something
so
I
Vicky,
would ever know.
Keeping in the same...
Well, that means I'm not going to know this one.
Keeping in the same age, how old can elves be in D&D?
That's a bad question.
Like when they die? Like when's their expiration date?
Yeah, it depends, because high elves can last a lot longer.
I picked at the highest peak,
okay, so
which are high elves.
Okay, is it close to Yoda?
I'll give you this, it's under that.
Okay, 500... 127.
750.
That's such bullshit.
Like Donald said, it's usually around like 600, but then like Donald said, a lot of the...
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Normal
elves are like 500 to like 600. High elves can live to around 750, but like royal elves, like royal bloodline elves can live until like thousands of years. And in certain types of D&D, because if they're magical, they're like near infinite life.
Yeah, no.
I'm still just
zero knowledge.
No, I know.
Yeah. Cool. All right, but you guys are still tied. Donald,
yes.
This one is...
Oh, God, I forgot that's my
this
turn.
This one is a multiple choice one.
Ooh, yay!
Donald, which of these that I am about to list is not a force ability?
Okay.
So we have Shatterpoint, Force Devour, Psychometry, and Force Wormhole.
Psychometry. That's actually some. It's probably not.
So, which of these is false? Do you want me to read them again?
I
go with your gut.
I'm going with my gut and saying psychometry.
All right, that is incorrect.
It's the wormhole.
It's devour.
Which one's that one? A, B, C, or D?
That's B.
Oh,
B? B is the false one. I made that one up. So there's Shatter Point, which...
where did you get that from?
Probably
these are
video
all games. Is that a game? Like, where is that?
These are from the games, the comics. They're from everywhere.
If I went just mainline,
I just told him. I just said if it's from a video game, I'm not going to know it.
All right, so Vicky, in that same...
Oh, wait, I got a multiple choice. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm, which of these is not a feat?
C.
Okay.
A feat in D&D.
C.
Is it Polearm Master, Sharpshooter, Flame Conqueror, Sentinel?
What is not a feat?
Which of these is not a feat? So it's like a like an foot? Additional...
So a feat, no.
It's like, feature? You know how in video games you get like abilities?
It's a feature. Like after like 4th, 8th, and other levels, you get like a special thing.
They're like skills.
Okay, so what,
like
is
skills.
It, what was A?
So I'll read them again. So it's A, Pull Master, B, Sharpshooter, C, Flame Conqueror, D, Sentinel.
I don't like A.
Polar Master?
It's Flame Conqueror.
Damn.
It's Flame Conqueror.
No.
Yes, Polar Master makes you can extend your reach.
Was that
reach.
C?
It was
C. I said C in the beginning!
I thought
go with C!
Sharpshooters for bow and arrows. Sentinel is for people with shields. Yeah. And then, yeah, Flame Conqueror. There is
Sentinel's
one similar.
Not for people with shields.
Isn't Sentinel the one
no,
that...
No, Sentinel is... I might be wrong.
I mean, I still looked it up. But...
Sentinel, no, I believe, shit. Is the one that if someone leaves your place and you hit them and you successfully do damage, they cannot move.
Yes, but it also allows you to do things with shields, because I almost took that feat. I almost deleted the note by accident. All right, Dono!
Oh, I have a note that Gabby sent me of all, like, the One Piece, like, episodes and watch our fillers, so I had to, like, skip past that real quick so I can just finish faster.
Did you watch
And I still have to watch the movies.
Did you watch Foxy?
No, I need to watch the movies. Yeah, I did watch Foxy. Yeah, I did. I gotta watch
we
the
can
movies.
Watch some movies now! Because Thono hasn't watched any of them.
I haven't ever watched the movies.
We've only
but
watched
you said
the...
there were some that were
Did
good.
Did you watch the newest
I've
one?
I watched the
I
newest
didn't.
One.
I need to watch
it. We'll watch that. Cool. Anyway, Sentinel allows you opportunity attacks if an ally gets attacked in your radius.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That sounds right.
Thono, this next one. What is Anakin's stepbrother's name?
Okay, so technically... I'm so sorry. Technically, we're both right. Because when you hit a creature with an opportunity attack, the creature's speed becomes zero for the rest of the turn.
Cool.
Yeah, it's considered a super broken feat for monks because they can just beat the shit out of people and be like, no, you're not leaving.
Nice.
You're never leaving, motherfucker.
Don't know. What's Anakin Skywalker's stepbrother's name?
I could not. I muy conocido en su casa because I could never.
Yes, you do. It's a,
his
they
stepbrother's
said it.
Name?
Yes,
stepbrother's
yes.
name, yes. Anakin Skywalker has
he
a stepbrother.
He was in episode 4 in New Hope.
He was also in the Obi-Wan show that you and I watched together.
I did not watch past the third.
You did.
He
we
was
watched
in
all
the beginning.
Episodes together.
Okay. No, we didn't.
You didn't watch past episode 3?
Okay.
Dog, it was so good.
Who is Anakin Skywalker's stepbrother?
Yes, of course I know. I see the scene in my head.
Sure that's the right name.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Anakin Skywalker's stepbrother.
Mm-hmm.
Not a clue.
Okay, so he is married to Aunt Beru.
And his name is?
And it's Luke's uncle who takes care of him.
Yeah, yeah. I know that it's Luke's uncle. I just don't know his name.
Vicky, want to say it?
Uncle Owen.
Owen Lars.
Isn't he
Aunt
the guy
Beru.
That gets murked?
Yes.
They
got
both
it.
Do.
They both get set on fire. So, I will move on
I should
to
get
you.
An easy question like
this
that.
This one kind
here.
Of is... It might be easy. I feel like you could get this one right. Vicky... There is, in our current campaign that we're playing, name at least three of our characters.
Oh.
Katashi.
Okay.
Come on, you got this.
Yeah, no. You, what is yours?
You got this?
The one that you want to name your kid, but Thalia said no.
Yeah, that's fair.
It starts with an A.
Yeah, it does start with an A.
You're getting there.
Yeah, but I don't know anyone else's, so what's the point of even guessing that turn?
What is Gabby's?
There's no
Gabby's is named after a Star Wars character. It's
is
not
it
named
really?
After, but it has the same name as a Star Wars character.
Yeah.
There's no way. Ray?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But what's yours? I know yours. All
right. What's the game that... We're just helping her at this point. What's the game that Sophie was obsessed with for years? For months?
Baldur's Gate.
Take it with a B.
Alder.
There we go.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, wow, Vicky. With no help, she got it. Oh, my
he
God.
He had a bunch of hints, okay?
He did also have hints.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Katashi, Alder... Thalia's is Simone.
Yeah,
David's is Tana.
Yeah.
And then there's Alder, who just got added.
Koda.
Is Koda.
Or Kodari.
Like the bear.
Koda.
Like the bear.
Koda the Koji.
Koda the Koji. Hey, Donald, which species is Jar Jar Binks? Because I told you Jar Jar was on this list. He's got it. He's so talented.
Misa think.
You don't know. You a dumbass.
You're gonna tell me and I'm gonna be upset. You know when it's like at the tip of your head?
Once again,
that's why Alder was in the tip of my head.
But I'm still gonna fact check with you just to make sure that it's...
Yes!
Okay, just making sure.
Starts with a G.
He's a Gungan.
He's a Gungan! My big hint to you was gonna be what is Raspi like? Gundam.
I would have said 40k.
You know? Fair. All right, Vicky. This next one for you. You brought it up earlier.
Oh, Lord.
How do warlocks get their magic?
From within.
there is an argument to be made, but is that your final answer?
Yes.
They're patrons. So they make like a pact, like a deal with an otherworldly being or patron.
It's like religion, but on a personal
The one that's from within, actually, is the class you played, which is sorceress.
Yeah.
Sorcerer.
The power comes from within.
I don't know. I think I should get like half a point for that,
we'll
but
you a
I don't
half
know.
Sure. Just short.
Just for the at this point,
sounds
just
like
for
a
the
half
tally
point.
There.
I don't know.
Now, Donald. 3.5. Donald, your final. Your final question. What is Evan's favorite? This is a multiple choice question.
Oh, fuck. Rey.
What is Evan's favorite Star Wars character?
Rey.
The Mandalorian.
Okay.
Cal Kestis. Darth Maul.
Cal Kestis.
Obi-Wan.
Cal Kestis.
Or Grogu.
Cal Kestis.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yes, it's Cal Kestis.
Woo!
Fucking love Cal Kestis. Woo! I threw in Grogu and Obi-Wan in there, you know, like maybe.
But here's the thing. It was an Evan question.
Yeah.
So I know it.
And then Vicky, in the same
I'm surprised you didn't put Rey there because that would have.
Sense.
Well, he just thinks she's hot.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's different.
Just, you know, yeah, it's Vicky, what is Evan's favorite class? D&D.
Earthbender.
Is it?
That's not all that. I know it's not what you're an Earthbender.
Is it Ranger, Barbarian, Warlock, Paladin, or Fighter?
Why do I have five? What are the first two again?
You had five also.
I don't remember those stats.
Ranger? I'll give you descriptions also.
What's
to help you up. Ranger is like sharpshoot, like bow and arrow.
Ranger is.
Okay, I feel like you like that stuff though. You like using bows and arrows.
Barbarian is big boys with big.
Yeah, but you like that too. But you like
Barbarians
to be stinky
are big
with
boys
it's Ranger,
with anger issues.
Warlock, which are like.
Is
what
this
we said.
Is this who Alder is? Is Alder
his
favorite?
I'm gonna give you a hint. None of these have anything to
do with Alder.
Okay.
All right, Warlock, which like we just said, are like
magic
based, like with different abilities. Paladin, which are just like knights. They're like knights with like,
and they have
holy magic. And then Fighter, which is exactly what it sounded like. They just go around like.
Can your favorite be a Ranger, please?
Here's the thing. I also don't know the. I also don't.
How about
this? I'm
gonna
guess.
Let you get a guess, and if one of you gets it, we'll just friendship, camaraderie. You can both. So, what are you gonna say?
What is your answer?
You like playing Ranger. Whenever there's a game that comes out, you like that stuff. But then when Monster Hunter came out, you like being the big boy with the sword.
No, actually, Monster Hunter.
He was a Ranger. Yeah. He shot bow and arrows.
So you're gonna say Ranger?
I'm gonna say Paladin because that's what Hennessy Cobalt Blue was. Is it Barbarian?
It's Warlock.
You've never played
a warlock.
I'm playing it in Baldur's Gate, and my character that I want to make for like the next three campaigns.
Never played a warlock.
Because I want to play a warlock.
You're not playing a warlock.
I will give you both a thing because I like rangers. Rangers are cool. They got bow and arrows, and I like bow and arrows.
So I was closer to the right. I was closer to the right answer.
I thought it was Paladin because Hennessy Cobalt Blue is a Paladin.
We only played like four sessions. I want to play more. I'm not gonna say it, but you know what I'm thinking.
You want to play more Hennessy?
You know what I'm thinking. Fuck those two.
Okay.
Anyways. But yeah, you guys did so good. That's my section. I don't have any more.
No. Yeah. Listen. I will. So. We've been going for a while. I completed what I wanted to. This is the mode in which I wanted to. We wanted to show
you. Do you feel less nervous now?
I do,
100%. Because I feel like before you were like, and now you're just like, damn, this is easy.
Okay. I mean,
this is easy.
So it was a year and
I will give you guys, this can be a longer episode, which is fine. It is pretty
I like it. It's a pretty long
but
episode.
But I will give you guys the option. We can move on to the end.
This is the
end. Or I can do my last segment.
Let's do your last segment.
Okay. Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. I'm feeling quirky.
Feel good.
My right. sweat is not hot yet, so I'm good.
I will give you each 30 seconds in which you have to argue on the side of something. And I am going to give you...
Okay. Paulo just really wants us to really argue against each other.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're going down.
We're still friends at least.
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. If you let me win, then yes.
Maybe.
Okay.
All right. The first.
How about winner picks where we all go to dinner?
The first category is.
You can't pick dinner.
The first. I don't care. The first category is Kingdom Hearts. Evan.
Yeah.
You have to argue on why Kingdom Hearts is the worst.
You've done this already, and I'll say the same argument. But keep going.
No, the worst video game series to ever be created.
Yeah, you made me do this with Diwita.
No,
I'll do it again.
I told you. I picked two games, and I asked you guys to argue why.
Okay.
Vicky, you have to argue on why Kingdom Hearts. Is an okay series because we all know it's that it isn't that great. Yeah.
It is. It's pretty great.
So ready?
Who goes first?
Go, Evan.
All right. So listen, why would you want to play a game, right, that first off takes forever to make because those games are stuck in between, right? It's not even that good. You go to Disney Worlds, no one even likes Disney. It's all about, like, if it was Universal Worlds, maybe. But, like, Disney Worlds, it's not even that good of a system.
Like
the game's
the
super hard
argument.
For no reason, right? It's either super easy where you just press X or triangle all the time, or it's super hard. Like, why would anyone want to even play a game like that? Also, Sora, more like Bora, because he's a terrible main character.
Three.
Awful.
One.
Donald sucks. Stop.
You picked the weirdest argument.
You
could have talked about like the super convoluted. You could have talked about the super convoluted story. You could have talked about.
Story's not that convoluted. I actually understand it perfectly.
Hey, what's in the box?
You don't.
What's in the box?
Pandora.
What is that?
Hmm?
Exactly.
Pandora is the accumulation of, in the beginning, there were all the key keepers,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But then there was the key.
All right, Vicky, it's your turn.
So I'm going to tell
Ready,
you why
three,
it's
two,
an okay
one.
Game. That's why it's an okay game, because it has fucking Disney. That's the reason why I wanted to play that game in the beginning. You can go to all these different worlds. You have a key as a weapon. And then you can see you get a different type of key in every single world that you go to. And yeah, the story can be confusing, but there's like 8 different games that you can play, so the games never stop. And then you can play different characters in the games, like in Birth by Sleep. You have 3 people and 3 different perspectives to play as, and that's my favorite game. But honestly, there's 3 different difficulties in Kingdom Hearts, and you can play it as a novice, normal, or expert.
Okay,
and you can be
Birth by Sleep hurt.
Birth by Sleep is awesome.
Birth by Sleep
that's
hurt.
My favorite game.
It's a good game.
It's a good game.
I don't
game.
Want to know. He hasn't played any of them. I had to beat the Kingdom Hearts 2
really
bosses
good.
When we were kids.
All right.
Remember
how come
Hearts
I didn't
2?
Get a countdown? I would have finished my sentence
no, I know,
faster.
I know, but like it wasn't like whatever you said was going to be better than his.
You know how in Kingdom Hearts 2?
It's because he said no one cares
said
about
no
Disney.
No one likes Disney.
I was
the
like,
fuck?
Where, like,
you know how in Kingdom? Well, listen, if I'm going to lean to the hatred, I'm going to lean to the
no, because you could have come up with really good
so
arguments.
So in Kingdom Hearts 2, which by the way,
we're not
its
doing
18
this.
Year
no,
anniversary,
I'm stopping
right?
this
no,
right now.
We are. I'm going to put you on blast. So in Halloween Town, you know how you have to fight the three people in the little machine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Donald couldn't beat them.
I couldn't beat them.
So I had to beat it
and
for
so
him.
I never played Kingdom Hearts again.
Yeah. Donald bought the guidebook. Like, you know how back in the day they had like the guidebooks on like how to just
to
like figure out how to beat it, and he still couldn't.
Nope. And I haven't played Kingdom
and
Hearts.
And I played
again.
And took no damage.
Okay.
It's okay. I suck at FPS games, so like Kingdom Hearts.
All right, next. I have 2 more arguments.
Two more arguments. All right.
Evan, your argument
that is my name, yes.
Is why the Marvel Cinematic Universe is better. No, opposite. Yours is why Star Wars is better than Marvel. Yours is why Marvel is better than Star
so
Wars.
So I have to argue that Star Wars is better than Marvel.
Yes.
Okay.
And you have to argue that the Marvel Cinematic Universe is better than Star Wars.
Shake my head. All
right, I got this.
All right, ready?
All right.
Actually, I want Vicky to go first.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready, set, go.
Why Marvel is better than Star Wars?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot more movies.
That's
there's
fair.
A lot more content. You
point.
Have comic books that are a lot longer than Star Wars, and you know what? You just fall in love with the characters more because the human ones are more relatable, and you know, like Star Wars, just you know, like no one really likes going to different planets or anything, and they only have like one sort of weapon, which are lightsabers. Well, in the Marvel universe, there's a numerous, and there's a whole galaxy.
3
But that's Star Wars related, and I have no idea
1
what I'm talking about. But Marvel is better.
Total, I don't know if I can do this.
I just. At 15 seconds, I went, she is struggling. All right, Evan. Star Wars better than Marvel. Go.
Listen, what do you mean Marvel? Marvel's dead, bro. Like, are you kidding me? This guy went to jail. Like, are we really going to pretend like Marvel still has a chance? Star Wars, listen, you got, it's in space. You have endless opportunities, right? Jar Jar Binks is the greatest character known to fiction and just all of anything, right? Daddy Kylo Ren? Adam Driver? Does Marvel have Adam Driver? Didn't think so. No, it doesn't. And you guys are talking about, oh, but they have lightsabers are cool. You can use the force, bro. I can be right here sitting down and I can go popcorn, right? Done. What can I do in Marvel, huh? What can I do in Marvel to stop, right?
You could have gone.
That was real
hot.
I know.
Where were you going?
Star Wars more than Marvel.
I know. That's why I gave it to each of you. All right.
How dare you?
I feel like that's a tie.
We should team up and give him one to argue.
We should.
I'll do it.
My last one. Mm-hmm. You know, this has been a very... This has been the episode in which we got to say that you have watched One Piece. And so I'm giving you the choice.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Skypiea or Foxy? Choose one.
Like that I...
Choose
that
one.
Okay, Skypiea.
Okay. Evan. Vicky. You have to argue why Skypiea is the best arc in all of One Piece. Evan, you have to argue why Foxy is the best arc in all of One Piece. Who would like to go first?
You know, honestly, I can just say it in 10 seconds why Skypiea is the best.
Ready, set, go.
You know, it has all the information needed in front of you since the very beginning, and it's all relevant until right now. You have... I don't know what else. I forgot. But, you know, I didn't think Enel was all that, but, you know, it's okay. We saw the pyroglyphs, and then we saw that it was signed by Joy Boy, and then, you know, Roger wrote in it. And, you know, everything was right in front of us the entire time, and that's why it's the best.
Okay, with 6 seconds left, she is done. Evan, that's tough. You're going to have to both argue against why Skypiea is not the best one and why Foxy arc is the best one. Are you ready?
I'm absolutely ready. I can do this.
3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Moment of silence.
No, he gave
There's
up.
There's no way.
He gave up. So,
I like the soccer match.
So, the Foxy arc is the best arc because it is setting up the final climactic battle between Luffy and his original mentor in Red Hair Shanks, because everyone knows that they set up the Davy Jones battle just for them to have a way for them to fight.
No.
Yes.
Listen, the only cool part was a soccer match and Luffy had an afro. That's it.
It is
everything
it
else
is the afro.
Sucks.
It is the afro.
All right. Total. Yes.
I don't know. What can we give him?
So what is this? Is it the both of you against me now?
Why? Why are huskies the worst dogs?
Oh.
Ugh, the attitude.
My turn?
No, I don't know. I want to give you... I feel like we give you D&D. You could actually just talk about your frustrations about D&D.
Okay.
So I need to give you something that, like, would hurt. Something from
Go.
The soul.
Go.
Total. Why Donald, why is La La Land a bad movie?
Okay.
Why is Wanda cuter than Loki?
Actually, yeah, let's do that one. Go.
You know how Wanda, when you come home, greets you, loves you, is so happy to see you? Loki, on the other hand, I was gone for 2 weeks. I walk into the room for the first time. You know what this motherfucker did? He looked at me, went... And then walked out, and then in front of the back door for me to let him out so he could see the other dogs. I was gone for 2 weeks.
That's all it takes.
He didn't fucking care about me. So yes, Wanda's cuter than my fucking dog, because at least your dog is a dog.
I'm gonna also, this is for Editor Thal. Look how cute she is in her little Christmas dress. Wanda's
She's
little
a
Christmas
model.
Dress. I'll send you
a
the
model.
Photo I got you.
Okay.
Cool.
Do you want to do the La La Land one? I can't. Listen, you are choosing the wrong person to do
Fine.
This for.
Vicky. Thank you so much for being
Thank
here.
You.
I would we like did to say it. I would like to say that this episode went as I thought it would. Did not at all. At all. Did not expect her to come in here and be like, yeah, dude, I've like watched all of One Piece. Not on my bucket list. Not my way that I thought 2024 was gonna start off. I truly had no words, but we appreciate you being here. You gotta come on
Thank
more.
Thank you guys
episodes.
For having me.
Yeah,
though.
We gotta come on more now great. That like I don't have to hide things.
Yep. Yeah, we gotta do a little some more bonus episodes, maybe some gaming episodes. You said you wanted to do the question of the day.
Okay.
What's
sure.
the question of the day?
Like I have to sing it?
Yeah. No. Like
no. We don't have questions.
We don't, but have a you can sing a jingle and then ask them a question of the day.
Okay. We should make it a One Piece one.
Okay. So, okay. It's like a jingle thing, right? Right.
Yeah. So you just say questions of the day, but in the style
of the song.
Okay. We got the questions of the day to questions be asked for you. Of the day for you to tell us.
Damn, we should have a
reply. We are so excited.
You know how you said you might be gone for a bit? I might have found your replacement.
We are ready for you.
I don't even care if we get copyright. That was amazing.
Question for you. What is the One Piece?
Oh, that's a good one.
What do you think is the One Piece? I would love to hear because I don't have any idea. The One Piece is? It's Mr. Two.
She did it! Yes!
Okay. Thank you guys for being here.
That is the right answer, by the way. Bonclay is 100% the One Piece!
Absolutely.
If you like what you saw, give a big thumbs up on the video. If you're listening on Spotify or any other podcast form, definitely give us some love. If you're following us on our social media, let us know what you guys want to see next. Follow us on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. She follows us. He follows us. We all follow each other. And let us know. 2024 is here.
Well, 2023 is coming to an end.
Yes.
We're going to have a three-part end of the year spectacular in which we finally count down to our celebration of finally, with this episode, finishing the new 52.
We did it. And we will get into our congrats and our thanks. But thank you guys, as always, for watching.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vicky, for being here.
Yes.
Donald, thank you for not getting kidnapped again.
This is everything I've ever wanted.
And with that, we are going to do a final goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.